I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. That line of storms that led to tornado warnings in southwestern Paulding, northeastern Carroll, and east central Harrelson counties earlier this morning is making its way across the state at this hour. The storms toppled trees, blocking streets and causing property damage in the Bremen area. The National Weather Service says strong winds and localized floodings can't be ruled out as the storms move through. A controversial speaker is on the schedule for today's Mercer University's Founders Day celebration. Katie Atkinson from the Mercer Center for Collaborative Journalism reports.
Jay Sekulow is an attorney for President Donald Trump. He's a graduate of Mercer University in Macon and a prominent figure in the conservative Christian community. His Founders Day speech isn't sitting well with some students and faculty. James Stayer is the president of Common Ground, an LGBTQ advocacy group on campus. He's organizing a protest and asking students to either skip the event or do this.
Our second way of protesting is to have students show up in some form of symbolic protest, so like a reproductive health shirt or a shirt that stands for minorities on campus or a sexuality flag of some kind.
Sekulow is expected to hold a closed Q&A session with students and faculty after the speech. For GPB News, I'm Katie Atkinson.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor says it's important for citizens to get involved in order to make the changes they want to see in society. She spoke yesterday at Emory University School of Law in Atlanta. Sotomayor said that the people who make laws believe those laws will further their own best interest. And for that reason, citizens have an obligation to participate in the process to advocate for the interests that are important to them. Sotomayor was nominated by President Barack Obama and took her seat on the High Court in August of 2008. State Senator Kurt Thompson, a Democrat from Tucker, has introduced a bill to legalize recreational marijuana. WSB reports there are now six sponsors on the bill. Thompson says he knows he's fighting an uphill battle, but the historical trends and the political winds nationally and in Georgia seem to be in their favor. Pharmacies and hospitals say there's no shortage of flu drugs, but the most serious flu season in years has strained supplies. Georgia Health News reports some pharmacies are having trouble keeping Tamiflu on their shelves, while chains like CVS are sending customers to smaller drug stores. The State Department of Public Health has confirmed that 51 people in Georgia have died from the flu this season. And Georgia could soon make history as the first state in the nation to create a trucks-only highway. CBS 46 reports the Georgia Department of Transportation is in the early stages of planning the roadway, which would stretch from Metro Atlanta to Macon. GDOT says the new highway will lead to a 40% reduction in traffic delays and safer conditions for drivers. In 2016, more than 4,300 people died in crashes involving large trucks. The new highway comes with an estimated $1.8 billion price tag. 80% of that would be federal money, and the balance would come from the state. Construction would start in 2024 at the earliest. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.